Now, the federal government says some seniors who benefit from Medicaid could really afford to pay their own way. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
When Mary Wiesen's husband went into a nursing home earlier this year, she was scared she'd have to sell their house. Leo Wiesen has Parkinson's disease, and even as Mary spent most of her waking hours with him, she couldn't stop worrying about the mounting bills. Every month in a California nursing home costs some $4,500.
Even if you were a millionaire, you couldn't afford it. I mean, the money would run out very quickly.
Wiesen was pleasantly surprised when Medicaid stepped in and covered the bill. That means she gets to keep the house, which sits on a quiet cul-de-sac, not far from the Sea Country Senior Center.
I always thought that if you owned a car or if you owned a house, that you couldn't take part in anything like this, any kind of aid.
Medicaid is primarily a health care program for the poor, but it also helps pay for long-term nursing care, even for seniors with a modest amount of assets. Just how modest is the subject of some debate. In February, Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt called for reining in the program in an effort to cut Medicaid's $40-plus billion nursing home bill by about 1%.
Right now, there are older Americans who take advantage of Medicaid loopholes. Now, there's an entire industry that has grown up around helping them shift their costs from themselves to the taxpayer.
This is what that industry sounds like.
By way of introduction, my name is Jack Stevens. I am an estate planning elder law attorney.
Stevens is hosting a free seminar at a hotel in San Diego. 10 elderly couples have come here in response to a brochure Stevens sent out asking, do you want to protect assets from nursing home costs?
What we're going to do today is talk about how this law can affect you and your assets and how you can be prepared for it.
Stevens says qualifying for Medicaid is only half the battle. Clients may also want to take steps to keep the government from trying to recover its nursing home cost after they die. While some of his clients would never tap Medicaid, Stevens says, others are grateful for the chance to have some of their assets preserved.
What I see is when people face the reality of a parent or a spouse going into long-term care, they're writing those checks for $5,000 plus a month. They get those bank statements coming in and realize, you know, I could live another 15 or 20 years. I'm kind of glad I have these provisions in there. It gives me the option.
Orange County resident Deanna Smith knows that feeling. Her husband's been in a nursing home for the last year and a half. And for the first 8 months, Smith was paying out of pocket.
It's like turning a water faucet on. And it going down the sink, you know, the money just drops out, and pretty soon you look at it, and it's like, oh my gosh, where did it all go?
Eventually, Smith's husband qualified for Medicaid after she hired an attorney to put their house and most of their other assets in a separate trust in her name. Four other families in Smith's Orange County neighborhood used the same attorney. Deputy Director Stan Rosenstein of California's Health Services Department warns the business of shielding assets to qualify for Medicaid is getting out of hand.
It's not a program for the middle class. It is a program for only people who have no means to pay. A nursing home care is so expensive. If this issue is not controlled, you know, we fear that we'll have to have large cuts of care for people who are truly in need of the program.
Rosenstein argues that more people should buy long-term care insurance, although the cost can be high and not everyone qualifies. Vice President Donna Bashaw of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys says the real problem is not loopholes in the Medicaid law, but the high cost of nursing home care that other government programs don't cover.
The way our system is right now, we have a certain amount of unfairness in it. If I need three bypass heart surgeries, I could get that covered with Medicare and my supplement. But on the other hand, if you have Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, some of the illnesses where you may need long-term care in a skilled nursing facility, then you're looking at a disaster.
Mary Wiesen not only dodged a disastrous nursing home bill, but her husband actually improved enough to come home last month. Sitting together in their living room, Mary says she's grateful to have someone to cook for and to have Medicaid if Leo should need it again.
You know, this is not something that's going to go away. It's not going to get better. It could get worse.
With an aging population, the demand for nursing homes could also get worse, And that means a big bill for somebody. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.